Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
What's up, guys? On this week's episode of Divorce, Tom refuses to go to college. Diane catches a shoplifter, and Amy Sedaris is back. You don't want to miss this.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Got to do our divorce dance.
Divorce warm up. Every time I hear this music now, I'm going to think of divorce dance.
Divorce dance. What's up, guys? I am Katie Foley, and I am joined by my lovely co-host,
Tatiana Mariso. What's up, guys?
Hey. So, this week, we're talking more celebrity divorces.
Absolutely.
Yep. We're talking about more Sex and the City news, and Thomas Hayden Church rescued somebody.
What?
I know. I was like,
she didn't tell me the news.
I didn't tell Tatiana the news because I was really excited because I Googled Thomas. You guys all know I'm obsessed with Thomas Hayden Church. And I've Googled him and like nothing's popped up. And then finally something popped up and I was like, yes!
He rescued somebody.
Yes, but we'll get into that soon. Okay. I know. We've got to talk about the show.
Of course.
So what were your overall thoughts this week?
This show, it had some good tidbits, but I think like we were discussing before, it's kind of a filler.
Yes.
There's a lot of random moments.
Yes.
But it was still good because there was still some juicy, meaty details that I appreciated.
Yeah, the meaty details did seem to make up for those moments.
Absolutely.
But we were discussing like, you know, the whole part where Francis gets caught by the dog for that 2-second scene.
Time.
It was mostly Francis's scenes, unfortunately, but the Francis Dallas exposition,
kind of working out.
I mean, Dallas did the I'm, you know, the actor, I'm working out because I'm stretching.
Right.
That she was stretching her arm to show that she was working out. But clearly Francis wasn't working out because she was wearing Converse. What were your thoughts?
I mean, I think a lot of these filler scenes were used to kind of, I don't know, build upon what the actual problem was. Like her son, Tom, not wanting to go to college.
Yes.
And she was talking to Dallas about her son. Like, you know, oh, your son hates you. Mine does, too. You know,
right.
They were kind of like relating on something. So that's the only explanation I have for that scene. The dog scene. I don't know. I was just thrown in there.
Yeah.
But it was still good.
Yeah. And then we also discussed about the whole Henry Francis scene where they go and they talk to the woman that he works with. Like, that was also super filler.
Right.
Yeah.
It was. But I think, too, like, that was establishing that, hey, they're still in love.
Right.
Like, he's still there. He hasn't gone anywhere.
They're doing cute bets.
Right.
Yes.
And it didn't get weird after the whole, oh, guess what? I'm still married to my ex.
Right. She's making the best of the situation, which is great because Frances doesn't normally, you know, kind of rise to the occasion like that.
Right.
You know, she can be a little petty.
That's true.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of proud of her.
I'm very proud
that
of her.
She hasn't held on to that.
Yes, totally.
I thought that she would, honestly.
Totally. So let's get into it. So Tom doesn't want to go to college.
It's a very millennial thing, right?
Very millennial thing. What were your thoughts on that?
I hear him. College isn't for everybody.
Yeah.
I'm kind of Team Jackie on that because it's not. It's not for everybody. Not everybody enjoys it. Not everybody likes it. It doesn't really cater to certain, you know, aspects of the world. So okay.
Right.
If you don't want to go to college.
You want to go to college.
But you need a backup plan.
Yes.
And this whole, like, I think I'm going to open a record store.
Right.
She was like,
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I completely agree. I mean, I think, you know, like you said, again, backup plan. Like, if you're going to do something like that, try to be some kind of tycoon.
Exactly.
You know what I
mean? You need a plan in place.
You should have started planning. In like you're in high school, you should have started planning like your freshman year, you know? Yeah, but now that it's like time and he's actually thinking about it, now he's like, oh, wait, I don't want to go to college, and I'm going to write this horrendous essay.
I mean, he was being honest.
He was being honest. It was hilarious.
Yes, I applaud his essay because that's it's something that would stand out, I think.
Yeah.
Very much so.
No, I agree. Yeah. I agree. And I only meant horrendous in terms of, like, if he was sending it to an actual, like, college application.
It wouldn't go anywhere.
It wouldn't go. Yeah, no. Probably wouldn't fly. Mm-hmm. And it really was interesting, too, because obviously Francis took such a huge stand on this. But what did you think about Robert just not really saying anything and standing by Francis?
Well, I think, do we know if Robert went to college?
I assume Robert went to college.
I assumed he didn't.
Yeah. He seems like he wouldn't.
Right.
Like his character.
Yeah.
But I feel like he did.
Well, regardless if he went to college or not, I would have to agree with him.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't ride Tom yet.
No, absolutely.
Give him some time to figure it out. And then, you know, after they had that agreement, because that was an agreement.
Right.
Even though she missed out on the high five.
Yes, she missed out on the high five. That was an agreement.
And then, you know, she totally passed over that.
That's interesting you said that, too, because she should have brought that up. She should have been like, oh, the agreement wasn't sealed because I didn't high-five you back.
Because that's totally something that she would have said.
That would have been a valid argument. Yes. But instead of her being like, well, I wouldn't call it an agreement. You know, like her kind of trying to get out of it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, it's Frances, you know? That's what she does.
But what about Robert not standing up for his wife, his new wife, Jackie?
Honestly, I have to agree with Robert here.
Yeah.
I do. It, you know... Tom is not Jackie's son, you know? And like, okay, yeah, I get it. Jackie didn't tell Tom, oh, don't go to college. It's garbage. She just said it wasn't for me, you know?
Right.
So she didn't, you know, straight up. So I guess when I really think about it, Robert should have said, well, he should have kind of stood up for Jackie in terms of that, in terms of her, like, Jackie not taking a definitive stand.
Right.
But at the same time... It's Robert and Francis's child, you know?
Absolutely.
So the decisions should be between them.
Absolutely.
Jackie, you know, it's an A and B situation. Like, see your way out of it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be made into something that's not, it doesn't need to be.
Right.
Because now it's between Robert and Jackie. Now it's like their problem because he didn't stand up and say anything.
Absolutely.
But now Tom is... the little turd, because he's the one that took the situation and completely manipulated it saying, you know, you work for a bird company, which he hates, and Jackie, you know, works for herself, and she does what she wants to do and makes tons of money.
Yeah.
Like, those were Tom's words.
No, absolutely.
So Tom is being a little
He's a snitch, too.
Yeah.
He shouldn't have snitched on Jackie.
Not at all.
No.
Not
no,
at all.
He was being...
He's playing the sides
here. He's definitely playing the sides here. I mean... Yeah, the whole, like, him playing the video game and just, like, you know, like, oh, you crashed my car. I'm gonna open a record shop. Like, come on,
he's,
dude.
Like, searching.
He's
okay?
Searching.
He's pulling for something from somewhere, and it's not going.
Yeah. And I think the other thing, too, with Jackie's defense, you know, she doesn't have, or, well, I guess she does. She does have a kid. She does have kids.
She has one.
That's right.
Yeah. She has one.
Yeah, she's
older.
Who's older?
How come we never see her anymore?
Yeah.
I know it got awkward, okay? And I know that, like, Tom and her kids slept together or whatever. But
what,
it's still her kids. So where, like, how does her kid feel about the pregnancy?
Right.
Does she live with her dad?
Yeah. Like, what's going on with her college application?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I wonder why they haven't shown that dynamic.
Yeah. Very strange.
And now I've got more questions.
Yeah.
Let's write to them.
Right, I know. So interesting. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, so, well, Tom won't go to college. And what did you think about Diane and her whole little catching the shoplifter?
I think that she's found a new, like, little friend to take care of.
Yes.
Because she used to kind of take care of Francis,
yes,
you know, like, put her under her wing and provide all the things that Francis can do. So now I think she's found another, you know, little girl to kind of take under her wing that she totally identifies with, because they both are stuck. Well, she was stuck at a job that she hated and, you know, had to smile and and Diane has to worry about bunches.
Right.
In the clothing. I would be crazy if somebody was like, there's bunches in the clothing.
Oh, and,
be
and like, then for the security guard to like rub it in like that was so funny. I know. And I felt bad because it did seem like, you know, Diane was finding positives about the job, but
what was her name? Sharon.
Sharon.
When Sharon came, that just deflated Diane.
Yes.
Just totally deflated Diane.
Yes.
So I don't blame her in hating her job right now. She's still kind of like licking her wounds.
Yes.
She's got to pick herself back up. And,
right.
You know, and hopefully this kid has something to do with it.
Yes.
I hope that we see this kid again.
I know. I do too. They shouldn't drop it.
They shouldn't at all. Because this could be a ray of sunlight.
Yeah.
For Diane.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting, too, because, you know, and I'll get into this actually in the news segment because we have something about Molly Shannon. But, you know, Diane doesn't have kids.
Right.
So, you know, this girl could be like the child she's never had, you know? And
do you think that she would go so far as to
adopt?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Or like semi-adopt.
Maybe
not like legally, but if she started like living with her and maybe she got her a job.
I know. I was like, actually, when the grandfather came in and was like trying to, you know, be like, you have to stay with your aunt and uncle who are terrible.
Right.
I actually was like, I was hoping that the show wouldn't be as crazy to be like, you know, have her be like, she could stay with me, you know, have like
right
Diane,
in that moment.
Yeah. You know, she could stay with me and we'll share time between Dallas's apartment and then Francis's apartment.
Oh my gosh.
Imagine.
That would be another thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But thank God that didn't happen.
I could see that, though.
I could see that, too.
I could see that happening.
It's Diane.
It's Diane. She's like, I know people that steal, and it didn't work out for them.
Yes.
And I was like, wow.
Yes. You have
reaching.
Room.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I love Diane. Yeah. You know, to be honest, I did not see it going in that direction at all. It really threw me for a curveball. I thought it was just going to be, you know, one crazy situation at work after another, you know, like so many things in comedies come in threes,
yes,
you know, and so she had the bunches and then she, you know, the kids like trying to, you know, rob the store and then she gets in the fight. So I guess it is three. Okay. All right. I see you.
Yeah. Because she gets knocked back. She could have pressed, she could have like taken her to court and been like, oh, you know, she harassed me.
Right.
And then she hurt me. And because she was like, oh, my leg, you know.
Yeah.
Totally could have sued her.
Right.
Like, could have done all this stuff. So I think that's probably where she was heading.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then the grandpa came in and saved the day.
I think she started breaking with the Disney store reveal.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Because she understands that whole thing of having to try to be fake nice, because that's the, you know, uppity lifestyle she was living.
Right.
You know, before.
Perfect marriage.
Yes. Perfect marriage.
Perfect money.
Exactly.
Perfect
before Nick
clothes.
Went to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't see it going in the direction that it ended up going. But it's interesting how these two might be saving each other.
Yeah. I hope we see more of this kid.
Me too.
I really do.
Me too.
She could be a lifesaver for Diane.
Yeah. Yeah. I wonder if she's going to go to college.
Oh. The kid or Diane?
Both, actually.
I mean, it's...
Diane's
like, the world is my oyster, you know? Like, she loves to do anything.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't put it past her.
No.
At
no,
all.
I know. Actually, going back to the college talk, why do you think Francis was so...
Adamant
about him going to college?
Maybe because her dreams weren't fulfilled, and she thinks that maybe if he goes to college for something that he wants to do, then he'll have a shot at it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because she was stuck at a dead-end job for so long that she hated and always wanted to open up a, you know, studio.
Yeah.
She finally did after her life fell apart.
Right.
Kind of. And then it burned up and now she has nothing.
Yeah.
Like, she has nothing to fall back on.
Yeah.
So maybe she's worried that her son will not have anything to fall back on if he doesn't go to college.
Yeah. I also think, too, that Francis is pretty traditional.
Yes.
You know?
She is.
Yeah. Now, granted, she definitely, I mean, even in the pilot, like when, you know, it's revealed that she's sleeping with that guy from Flight of the Conchords, you know, she like, you know, straddles the line a little bit. But for the most part, she's pretty traditional.
Yeah.
You know? So I feel like that is a big part, too. I think that it's, like you said, it's the security, mm-hmm. you know, not having Tom have to go through, you know, what she's gone through with the bird job and what right. Robert went through in season two.
Or maybe she's hoping, too, like, because, you know, maybe this is too much, but I have younger brothers, and so I talk to my mom about them and everything, and her concern with her sons is mm-hmm. that, you know, she wants to raise someone that can provide.
Yes.
You know, and like be the man to take care of like the family, you mm-hmm. know? And so maybe she's thinking that, oh, this is my son. I want to raise him to provide because Robert didn't do that for her.
Oh, that makes sense.
At some point. And so, and that's why she was working the dead end job and yes. their relationship had that strain. So maybe she's, you know, wanting that for her son. Like, yeah. look, don't be like your dad. You know, when he was struggling in that right. respect, please, you know, have something stable and responsible and right. you're not dragging your feet on, but that you still like.
Right.
Because that's what college is for.
Right. But know? I think even with that said, though, I still think like with the daughter, too, she's still going to be very adamant about college. You know, I don't think it's.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. yeah. I think it's like both of them, like making sure that they're like solid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. The daughter, I forgot.
Oh, I know.
Kids, huh?
I know, I know. And the weird thing with the pillow throughout the episode, but there was a
I didn't understand why that was such a big thing in this episode.
Yeah, I didn't understand that either.
Okay.
The payoff was great, but like the beginning of the search for the pillow.
Yes.
It was so random.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
So maybe that's going to be something that's going to be carried
pillow.
On. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be carried on into next episode because I was, maybe they wanted it for like nostalgic reasons
right.
or a memory. Does she feel like she's losing her daughter?
Yes.
Like, you know, does she need to bring her daughter back from a situation and like ground her for a second, you know, with this Petri dish pillow?
I was going to say too, that was super interesting how she was like, she's like, yeah, Lila's just been a total, you know, bitch to me. Like,
yeah.
she was like, because the last episode, we saw that lovely talk.
Right.
Where she encouraged Lila to go to the wedding.
Right.
And then this episode, suddenly they're like fighting again, but it's not explained.
I mean, that's a typical mother-daughter relationship.
No,
right?
Yeah, no, it is. It is. It is. But, you know, I mean, some kind of context. It just felt like it was like kind of jumping.
I agree.
You know?
Totally.
And maybe, I mean.
But it's like you said. They're not even talking about the wedding either.
Oh, goodness.
You brought that up.
I know. We were going to get into that too.
Yeah.
What a, like a white elephant or pink elephant.
So there's so many questions yeah. we have right now.
Yeah.
So many questions.
So interesting. They didn't bring up the fact that they actually got married until scene two, mm-hmm. where the Dallas Francis weird not working out scene, but working out scene.
Right.
Where, you know, they were talking about the new Mrs. Dufresne. That was the first time they actually brought up that the wedding had happened.
So it's true. Like, it did happen.
It did happen.
But maybe it's just not talked about because nobody was there.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I love the fact that we didn't see the wedding. I love.
Really?
I do.
I mean, I don't want to see like the nuptials
yes.
and all of that. I don't want to see it in detail, but I would have liked to see some of it.
Yeah.
Like maybe like an outro of it or,
yeah.
you know,
yeah,
something.
I feel like in like any other show, they would show the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love about this show is that they didn't, like, there's so many things that are so obvious
right.
that you know, in any other story you would show. And this show just dares to not show.
Right.
You know?
Maybe it's building something.
Yes.
Building up to something.
Yes.
With all these questions with this episode.
Yes.
Interesting.
I know.
Makes me more excited to see the next.
It is really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, moving on, we have to talk about Amy Sedaris coming back. It's crazy, Kathy.
This lady. I'm so happy that Frances said as much as she did.
Oh, yeah.
Because I would not have been able to hold my tongue.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
Like, she would drive me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how Jackie clung to her so much.
Well,
she just thought she was, like, great.
I think that Jackie is trying to be as close to Robert as possible. Mm-hmm. And she's like, as you said, she's reaching. You know what I mean? Oh, let me be like buddy-buddy with his sister. Right. You know, let me like do all these things to be as close to him as possible for security. You know, mm-hmm. like, I think that's really what it was. You know, I don't think that she actually was like, this is my new best friend. Yeah, I think she was very much like yesing her, you know?
I hope so.
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, not in the end, you know, when, yeah.
Well, she ruffled her feathers. Right. I mean, you know.
They were called bimbos. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And she was like, listen here.
Yeah.
So I get that. But it's also interesting to see the strain on Jackie and Robert's relationship mm-hmm. when his sister comes and they're arguing about his father.
Yes.
And she decides to put her input in.
Right.
And he's like, don't talk. You don't know anything. You don't know what you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And his look on her face was like, oh.
Yes.
Okay. And that was like the first time that happened.
Yep.
And then Frances mm-hmm. comes in and says everything that she knows because they have all this, of course.
Right.
All this history between everybody and that Jackie has none.
Yes.
And so she's like totally the outsider in right. the situation. And then the third one was the Petri pillow.
Right.
And they're like, oh, I can't find the Petri pillow. She's like, what is that? And he goes, oh, it's too long to explain.
You're right. You're right.
Like,
you're
totally right. just cut her off. Like, yep. the whole day, she tried to be a part of everything.
Yes.
And she just couldn't.
Yes.
Because she doesn't have the history.
She doesn't have the history. Exactly.
And that shows, like, how little they know about each other.
Yes. Very true. And, you know what? To defend Robert for a second, like, he has been doing everything he possibly can for this woman. You absolutely. Know?
Yeah.
He's getting he all really of her has. Amazon packages, which, by the way, HBO, way to plan this episode for Prime Day. I don't know if they would have done it if they knew about the strike, but, you know. But, yeah, kudos to you guys.
It was good. I didn't yeah. even catch that.
Yeah.
I didn't catch yeah. it. She got all it. That's
Prime,
all her.
With all the Prime packages. But he's been doing everything on her wish list, you mm-hmm. know. And this was like a rough episode for him, you know? He almost just kind of needed her to fall back.
Yeah. Give him a break.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
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 And I have to take into account, too, that she's, like, completely hormonal
mm-hmm.
because she's pregnant and pregnant women are hormonal.
Right.
So, like, as she's responding and totally overreacting, I thought that she overreacted in that mm-hmm. last scene between her and Robert. I have to take into account, okay, she's probably overthinking a lot of things,
right?
You know, and very sensitive,
mm-hmm.
and so I can't really blame her for reacting that way, you know.
Yeah, I honestly, even if she wasn't pregnant, she just got married to the guy. This is her first marriage, you know.
Right?
She's really sensitive right now,
super sensitive,
and she's not having a great pregnancy too.
Right.
You know, to go back to the pregnancy, like it.
She's under a lot of stress.
She's under a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But I also understand Robert's perspective. I think that she really needed to fall back here.
I agree.
You know? Yeah. And I loved how, you know, when Kathy did come in, you know, that it was nice that, like, it wasn't immediately an argument. Because, you know, last time it was kind of just, like, immediately, like, friction, 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 yeah. friction. You know, all this stuff I have to do for the dad, you know? So it was nice to see them, like, at the, you know, frigid picnic and, like, hanging out at the house, you know?
Right.
And, oh, you know, you finally have found, like, you know, the one. Like, thank God you got rid of that bag of bones or whatever she called.
Yeah, that's exactly what she called Frances, you know?
So that was nice. But then, you know, obviously because it is Kathy, mm-hmm. you know, she just had to bring out her ulterior motives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Robert knew from the beginning.
Yes.
And she was just waiting for it.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I'm surprised on a complete sidebar that Larry doesn't have tinnitus by now with all that Metallica he's listening to.
I think it's the only thing that's keeping him sane.
Yes.
Poor Larry.
Poor Larry. Can you imagine?
But he's so helpful. I mean, look at the whole, what's that called, that he put on over her?
Oh, the little, like, table, like,
yeah.
Yeah.
What is that called?
Yeah, what is that called, guys?
The bed thing.
It's like the table that you put on the bed, and then it had a little fan
a TV
to cool
tray.
Her off. TV tray,
like,
kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, he, like, made her a TV tray yeah. with this fan, and, yes. you know. I like that he doesn't take the headphones off for nothing.
For nothing. 2 seconds with Robert.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. what did he say? Something like silence is golden or something?
I wrote it down. So much is said in silence.
So much is said in silence.
And that's pretty much how he's surviving.
Yeah.
It's their true. Marriage. Jeez. I wouldn't want to be stuck in that. Honestly, like I would.
No.
Not for me.
Not for me either. Not for me either. Yeah. Yeah. Ugh.
I know, that's all you can say about it. It's like, when you think back on how they interact with each other, like, she just yells at him the entire time. And then he can't hear her. Semi can.
Right.
Right? Because he has music blaring in these headphones. So, I gotta hand it to him for sticking with her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because this whole, obviously the show is called Divorce.
Right.
Okay? So, the relationships that we see aren't great at all mm-hmm. between anybody.
No.
There's no good relationship in this whole season.
Maybe Dallas and Francis.
Well, I mean between like married
married
people.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's funny to see his sister come into play mm-hmm. with her marriage.
Right.
It's like everyone's sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's marriage sucks and there's nobody except for maybe Henry and his ex-wife.
Right.
Because they're very amicable together, you know, so.
Yes. And Henry and Francis seem to be doing pretty well, despite him not wanting to get married, so.
Right. I'm kind of
fingers just, crossed.
I'm just kind of waiting.
Yeah, I know.
I don't want to put that out there, but I am. I'm like, I'm kind of waiting.
Yeah.
Even though they got over that first hurdle of, psych, I'm still married to my ex.
Yes.
But it's for business reasons.
Totally.
Okay.
Okay.
Why don't you start off our relationship with saying that.
Yes.
But I'll let it slide.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm just waiting for what's next.
Yes.
But the teaser that we saw.
Oh, I know. Let's not get into that yet. Okay. Let's not get into that yet. There are two other little things that I want to cover because I really liked the way that the end, even though there was so much filler in this episode, I love the way that it ended just because I loved the fight that Jackie and Francis had. You know, I feel like ever since Jackie took Francis on the ring, you know, the ice skating rink last season, just saying, like, thank you for divorcing him. And that little jab.
Claws.
Like, Francis hasn't gotten her yet. And I was so, like, yes, Francis, for, like, not even that I necessarily agree with Francis. I don't know that, you know, college is for Tom either.
Right.
But at the same time, like, I was so, like, grateful that she actually stood up for herself.
Totally.
Jackie, what did you think about that?
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I totally agree with you because this entire time she's been very accepting mm-hmm. of Jackie and with those like dig side comments yes. that she's been giving her.
Yes.
And so I'm glad that she finally said something because this was kind of like the boiling point.
Yes.
I think they've been stacking on top of each other and finally, you know.
Because it was getting to the point where it was like almost like Francis was like borderline almost a doormat in this situation. And I'm so happy she stood up for herself. So good on you, Francis. And then I thought it was so lovely, even though the pillow thing was kind of random. I thought that the ending was kind of lovely and creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was sad.
It was
to
sad.
Me because she's looking into this house that she raised her kids in.
Yes,
and you know,
this happy family.
Yes. And that's what made it sad because she used to be in that position.
Yes.
And she's not.
Right.
Not even in the same house.
No.
So.
Yeah.
Sad.
Well, hopefully bringing this Petri pillow or whatever, you know, we'll bring Lila and her back together.
I hope
so. Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She needs that relationship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Every mother needs that relationship with their daughter.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's very important.
It's very important. Well, let's get back to divorces, guys. So we have our special segment talking more about celebrity divorces. So who do we got this week, Tatiana?
Yes. Each week we're going to talk about a famous divorce in history. We're talking about Bill and Sue Gross. Bill Gross was the founder of asset manager PIMCO. And when they got divorced, Sue, his ex-wife, walked away with $1.3 billion in fortune.
Wow.
So that was including like a Picasso picture that she later sold for like $3 million. And I think there was their beach house in Malibu was, you know, a crazy amount of money. Sue also got custody over all three pet cats. And that's actually something that they fought over. was the pet cats. They fought over custody.
Did they have children?
No.
So, of course, they're fighting over the cats.
Just the cats.
Cat people.
And this is all according to, you know, the Forbes list is mm-hmm. where I'm getting all my information. So thanks, Forbes.
Yeah.
But Bill lost his spot on the Forbes 400 in 2018 following a 14 consecutive year on the list. So wow. He had been on the list for so long, and this divorce took him down. So he's no longer on the list. But both now run their own charitable vehicles. So
good.
They are surviving fine.
Yeah. Okay.
That's... With $1.3 billion, you should be surviving fine.
Yeah.
I'm sure emotionally they're very bent up, but.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm happy you said that thing about about charities at the end, because I couldn't breathe when you were talking about this. It's like, oh, my God, this is so uncomfortable.
It's very, well, it's very crazy.
Yes, that's super crazy. And, God, yeah, if you guys ever want to Venmo me again, I'll give you guys my handle. Must be nice.
So far, we're reaching out to the Bezoses.
Yes.
And now the Grosses.
There you go. So and, guys, one. I can cat sit, too, so you won't just be paying me for nothing.
I'm allergic to cats, so I can't.
Tatiana's out.
Don't talk to me.
Yeah, don't talk to her. Yeah, I was going to say, even if you're a house cleaner, the cats will be around.
Cats will be around. I'm
doesn't
out.
Even work.
Can't last.
Guys, let's get into the news segment. So,
I'm excited to talk about the news. I'm excited.
So the first one, guys, sorry, not sorry. This one's a pretty, like, a no-brainer. Kim Cattrall is coming out again saying that she is never going to be in the Sex and the City franchise. According to the Daily Mail, we all know that, you know, obviously they were ramped up, about to shoot Sex and the City 3, mm-hmm. and she pulled out days before shooting because, yet again, Sarah Jessica Parker was making more money than the rest of them. What are your thoughts?
Okay, Sarah Jessica Parker led the show.
Yes.
I know that everything wouldn't be without all of them.
Yes.
Okay, and I understand that. But Sarah Jessica Parker led the show.
Yes.
So, if that's the case, if she's... I want to know how much more money she's making.
I know. I think it was pretty significant. And it was interesting when I was reading this article. Kim's argument was that, you know, that Cynthia Nixon was a theater actress. And then I'm forgetting the other actress's name who played Charlotte. But
Kristen Davis.
Kristen Davis. Thank you. Thank you, Brianna. Kristen Davis didn't have a lot of credits. But Kim Cattrall had been working in movies mm-hmm. previously. So she felt like it was a huge slight. And then, of course, they brought up in the article her Instagram posts when her brother was,
Missing.
Yeah. And how, you know, Sarah Jessica Parker was, like, giving her, you know, her, like, grief and, you know, just, like, trying to express, you know, like, how horrible she felt about the situation. And yet again, you know, we see this post about, I don't need your love or support at this mm-hmm. tragic time. Quote unquote, from Kim Cattrall's Instagram. And she was saying that it was in order that Sarah Jessica Parker did it in order to restore her good girl image.
Highly possible.
Yes.
But I also am a firm believer in, if you have a problem with somebody.
Yes.
Don't go on social media to solve it, because that makes so many things worse.
Yes.
And then you have, like, a million people in your business with all of their opinions. So, like, if she has a problem with how Sarah Jessica Parker handled things,
right,
then she needs to go to Sarah Jessica Parker. And if that didn't work, okay, then I don't know. It's between you guys.
Yeah.
But don't post it on social media. I feel like that's the worst thing you could do.
Yeah, no. I mean, it's really immature. And also, just, God, make art about it. You're an artist, you know?
Seriously.
Produce a feature film that's, like, getting that angst out, you know? I don't know. Write a rap song or something. Do something. Stop with these Instagram posts.
I know she's expressing herself. And yes. I'm sure that the battle over the money, it's always over money, but I'm sure that's valid. I'm sure she has valid points. Because it wouldn't be Sex and the City without all of the characters.
No, you need them.
And I get that. I do.
Yeah. No, you definitely need them. It's not the 1950s. We can't just swap husbands, you know? We can't just swap out Kim Cattrall. It just doesn't...
No, it wouldn't work.
Wouldn't work.
People would be pissed, and it wouldn't work.
Yes.
I mean, hence why the next movie is not being made.
Exactly. So. Exactly. But to move on to more positive news. So Newsweek covered an article about Molly Shannon talking about divorce. And Molly Shannon was talking, she was talking very positively about Sarah Jessica Parker.
Good.
On the other side of the spectrum, how much she loves working with her, how she remembers so fondly when she got to do a guest star on Sex and the City in the 90s. Well, they call it the naughties in the article, so there was a little typo. But yeah, she was talking about how it's so cool that her daughter is now, how she was a huge Sex and the City fan, and now how her daughter is a huge Sex and the City fan, and they watch the episodes
together,
which was super
I feel like Sex
sweet.
And the City is timeless.
It is.
Like it's just going to keep going.
Yes. And it's so empowering for women. Mm-hmm. But the other really cool things in the article was Molly Shannon was actually talking about how Diane is such a hard character for her to play because they're so not similar at all. How Molly Shannon comes from a very humble beginning, how she was struggling for a long time. She went to my alma mater. She went to NYU, and she was a dramatic actress, and she finally got her break on
SNL.
She
was a dramatic actress?
Yes, she's a dramatic actress
that
who got her break on SNL, which is, I mean, of course, you know, to be such an amazing comedian, you have to be just a fantastic actor.
Absolutely.
You know? But she was talking about that, and she was talking about, you know, again, with the contrast between her and Diane, how Diane, you know, has lived this affluent life. She's never really had to work. She's never had kids, you know, versus Molly Shannon, kind of humble beginnings, does get her break, but she has a family,
right.
You know? So she's very different. And, you know, and she's a job, you know, unlike Diane. So it's been an interesting role for her to play.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So she was just talking very positively about divorce. But she also has a new show coming up on Comedy Central called The Other Two. So stay tuned for that if you're a Molly Shannon fan.
I want to see the trailer.
Yes, I do too. Love her. Superstar. Anyways, okay. So this is my favorite piece of news because you guys all know that I love Thomas Hayden Church.
This is what I'm excited about.
Okay. So we've got, there's this woman named Amanda Holden. She's on Britain's Got Talent. She's one of the judges. Thomas Hayden Church apparently saved her husband, Chris Hughes, from choking to death on pasta. They were vacationing, or they were holidaying. She said something in a very British way, but basically they were on vacation in America, and he had this big dinner with this popular comedian, and he was really psyched about it. And she was at home with the family, and while he was at dinner, he ends up choking on his pasta, and then he drinks like a Coke or something, which made it the situation even worse. So he's choking, and Thomas Hayden Church came up to him and started giving him the Heimlich maneuver, right?
Wow.
Yes. And so then after saving him, Thomas Hayden Church is like, "Are you okay?" And he's like, "Yeah, I loved you in Sideways."
And there it is.
And there it is. I was so excited to share that because I can't tell you guys. I've Googled, like, what's going on with Thomas Hayden Church? And it's like crickets. And I was like, yes, I saw this. I was like,
he
yes.
saves him. And that's
he
the news that comes
somebody.
Up. That's amazing. That's
yes.
good news that you want to come up.
Yes.
So that's awesome.
Yes. I know.
Well done.
Made me very happy.
Well done, Thomas
yes.
Hayden Church.
Well done. Well done, Robert. let's get into predictions. So what are...
After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh, crystal ball.
I definitely think that, this new kid that, Diane is kind of bonding with, I think I don't think she's going away.
Yeah.
I definitely think she's going to stay. And I think that Robert and Jackie's relationship is going to start getting really rocky.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I also think that Robert's based off of, you know, the, teaser for the next episode, mm-hmm. I think Robert's really going to try to cause a rift between Francis and Henry.
Why? Because he still loves her.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, pulling the race card. Come on. You know?
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So... awkward. So that's all coming up. And hopefully Lila and Tom... and all the family, you know, kind of comes together in Kumbaya, but I know they won't because it's this show. But I agree with you. I think that kid in Diane's life is not going away.
I hope not.
Yes.
She was great.
Yes. And I think that something is coming up for Dallas because we've seen so little of her this season.
Well, it's been really focused around her son lately.
Yes.
And so Cole.
Yes.
Is his name. So I'm wondering if it's just if it's going to expand on that or, you know, now we've learned she hates her job and she lost that client in the last episode. So maybe she's going to start going through like a midlife crisis.
Yes.
Or something, you know, or something like that.
Yes.
Or maybe she's going to start searching for something that makes her happy again.
Yes.
You
but
know?
I definitely see her as being one of the more central characters in an episode coming up just because we've seen so little of her.
Right.
And seeing what's happening. And I'm kind of hoping that, you know, another cute guy comes in her life or something.
Where's the tennis guy?
Yes, where's the tennis
guy? Super duper young tennis guy that just like did her bidding for her.
Yes.
Obviously,
absolutely.
He's gone.
He's gone.
It's okay.
Oh, anyways. All right, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I'm your host, Katie Foley, and you can follow me, but do not stalk me, everywhere at KTDivWhatNow.
And I'm Tatiana Marisa. You can follow me at Tatiana Marisa on all social media platforms. And we're always here at AfterBuzz TV,
yes,
hosting different shows, so please check it out.
Please check it out. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.